This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
Today we are focused. This is Healing Sunday. Can somebody say Healing Sunday? Healing Sunday. Glory to God. And I don't know about you, but I want to walk in divine health. How many people don't want to get sick out here? Amen. And I'm telling you, I believe we can get to the point where we're getting sick less and less and walking in greater health. Amen. Do you believe that today? And so the title of my message is, are you ready for it? Fasting for Healing. Amen. Now, don't get up. Don't leave right now, because I have done some studying on fasting. And a lot of people think, and I don't know about you, but some people think fasting is just spiritual. But you know, there is science to fasting. And I found out that there are scientific discoveries that fasting is good for your body. So when science and God come together, that makes it amazing. And so I found some information about how they've done studies and how fasting can really help your body. Amen. And so number one, fasting promotes blood and sugar management by reducing insulin resistance. And you might say, what does that mean, Pastor? Several studies have found that fasting may improve blood sugar management. It's a way your blood manages your sugar, which may be helpful for the risk of developing diabetes. So fasting can help mitigate people that might be prone for diabetes. In 2023, a study of 209 people found intermittent fasting for 3 days per week. You said three days per week. Amen. Reduced the risk of type 2 diabetes by increasing insulin sensitivity. So that's powerful. So I don't know about you, but there's a lot more people that are dealing with diabetes. And in this church, there are people that's been healed in this church from diabetes because they practice food management. Can somebody say food management? And you gotta manage the food that you put down your throats. Amen. And I love this. And so the spiritual side of it is that you can stand on the spiritual side of it. On standing on the word of God for your healing as well. And so on the spiritual side of it, Psalms 103:3 says it this way, who forgives all your iniquities, the Lord forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. And I like that word all. Amen. Because forgiveness and healing goes hand in hand. If God forgives you, God heals you. Can I get a witness in the house today? And so you can stand on the fact that if you have forgiveness of sins, that you can have healed bodies. Say, I believe that today. And now number two, fasting promotes better health by fighting inflammation. While acute inflammation is a natural immune process used to help fight off infections, chronic inflammation can seriously affect your health. Science shows that inflammation may be involved in the development of chronic conditions such as heart disease, cancer, rheumatoid arthritis. Some studies have found that fasting can help disease levels of inflammation and promote better health. That's powerful. So what I'm talking to you today is that the science side of fasting, and that science is finding out fasting is a good thing. Now, I'm going to say this. Would God have us do something, and would God promote something in the Bible that would be bad for us? No. So if last week we talked about there's righteous deeds that we all should be doing. As Christians, we are saved by grace, not by works, but God saves us to do good, righteous works. Amen. Is that right? And so that we found out last week that those good righteous works is praying, giving, and fasting. Hallelujah. Boy, that went over like a lead balloon this morning. And so God created us to do these things. We should be praying. How many praying people do we have out here? Amen. Glory to God. How many givers do we have out here? We should be giving, amen? And yes, we should be adding the fasting to it, amen. Glory to God. And the Bible says, when you give, when you pray, when you fast. So that tells me that, you know, it may not be a command, but I think that it's an expectation that God expects us to walk in. Can I get a witness in the house today? So number three, fasting may enhance the health by improving blood pressure, triglycerides, and cholesterol levels. Heart disease is considered the leading cause of death worldwide, accounting for an estimate of 19 million deaths globally. Fasting has been associated with lower risk of coronary heart disease and may help lower blood pressure and cholesterol levels. I love that. So I don't know about you, but how many people want to have a healthy heart? I want to have a healthy heart, and fasting can help you have a healthy heart. Now, on the spiritual side of it, I like what Psalms 107:3 says. It says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So I'm going to say this. If you're going to have a healthy heart, you're going to have to not hold on to hurts and pains in your life. Because a broken heart can cause you to have a short life. Amen? Because you have to have a will to live. You have to have an expectation that God will do good things for you. And no matter if people do things against you, God can heal your broken heart. Hallelujah. Some people say that Jesus died of a broken heart. Amen? Because he had to be separated from the Father at the cross. Amen? And his heart was broken over humanity, over the sin of humanity. But thank God, Jesus paid the price so that our sins can be forgiven and so that we can have healed bodies. Can I get a witness in the house today? Amen. And God wants to heal broken hearts. Amen. Number four, fasting may boost brain function and prevent neurodegenerative disorders. I'm trying to get that all out. Neurodegenerative disorders. Amen. Glory to God. In other words, some people will have a fear when you get older, oh, will Alzheimer's be a part of my life? And I'm going to say this, not in this church. You're not going to get any degenerative brain issues in this church. Alzheimer's will not be a part of your life. Especially if you are fasting and praying, glory to God. It says studies show that fasting can improve brain function. How many people need their brain to function a little better? Amen. How many need a better brain functioning? Amen. And it says increased nerve cell synthesis protects against neurodegenerative conditions such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So this is a powerful effect that fasting can do. Amen. It can heal your brain. Maybe some of you were partiers at one time and burned a lot of brain cells. Amen. Any ex-partiers out here and burned a lot of brain, don't be partiers now. But I'm telling you that God can renew your brain cells through fasting and prayer. Amen. In other words, you can get smarter. Say, I'm getting smarter.
I'm getting smarter.
And so I love this because in 2 Timothy 1:7, on the spiritual side of it, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Focus on that. We have sound minds, glory to God. That means that we're not going to be forgetful. We're not going to forget things. Hallelujah. Even though I do at times, hallelujah, amen. Like forget my keys when I'm trying to get out to the car, amen. Where's my keys, amen? But we are going to get better in our thinking, and fasting will help you think more clearly. A lot of people think, well, if I go without food, I'm not going to be able to think. Actually, have you noticed when you eat a big meal, you feel tired and sluggish? Have you ever noticed that after a big meal? And you just want to take a nap. Amen. Is that right? But when you're fasting and praying, the blood is not going to digest your food. Your blood and your blood cells are going to different parts of your body to renew it. Amen? And that's powerful because it takes a lot of energy to digest food. That's why you shouldn't be eating right before you go to bed. Why? Because your body needs the rest, not to be working while you're trying to sleep. So cut out the midnight snacks because your body's working a lot harder. Fasting aids in weight loss by limiting calorie intake. Well, that's a no-brainer, Pastor. So if you stop eating food, you're definitely going to lose some weight. Amen? I love that. But I'm going to say this, that being overweight can be a door opener to health issues. A lot of people don't talk about that. But being overweight can be a door opener to health issues like high blood pressure and diabetes. And we have a mandate. Say, I have a mandate. And you have a mandate to take care of your bodies. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it says, "And do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" Wow. So your body, you are a steward or a manager of your body. God gave you your bodies, but you're not an owner of it. You're a steward of it. That means that you're supposed to manage it well. And so he says here, "For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Amen. So this is telling me that I have a responsibility, yes, you do, a responsibility to treat your bodies right. Amen. Amen. And you're not supposed to abuse your bodies. You're not supposed to run your bodies down. That's why there's a Sabbath. Somebody say Sabbath. That means you're supposed to have a day of rest, at least one day a week. You can't be burning the candle at both ends. It won't make you any brighter. Burning the candle at both ends won't make you any brighter. Did you guys get that? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to get that courtesy laugh. Amen. So, but this is really powerful. Fasting increases growth hormone secretion, which is vital to growth, metabolism, weight loss, and muscle strength. I love that. Some people think, well, Pastor, if you fast, you're going to lose all your muscle. Well, that's if you fast for a long, long, long time. But periodical fasting, this says you can grow more muscle. How many people, I know you ladies say, some of you ladies don't want more muscle. But lean muscle burns fat. Does anybody, did you know that? That when you have lean muscle in your body, it's a furnace for fat. Amen. And so HGH is the hormones, it's the human growth hormone that everybody has in their body. And studies have found that fasting can naturally increase HGH or human growth hormone. And I don't know about you, but I could stand to have a little bit more muscle. Glory to God. How many people would like to have a little bit more muscle? Amen. And research shows fasting on water for 3 days can increase human growth hormone by 10 times. That's powerful. This is science. Amen. This is amazing. With these scientific discoveries, why wouldn't you want to fast? Why wouldn't you want to participate in a 21-day fast at Exceed Life Church? Amen. I'm telling you, with all these benefits. Amen. Because you have self-control. Somebody say, I have self-control. Amen. And you can control what you eat. Hallelujah. So let me give you a scripture here, because fasting will increase that growth hormone. And so in the spiritual side of it, you know, if you're lacking strength, you can pray for strength. In Psalms 146:1, it says, "God is a refuge and our strength, and he's our very present help in trouble." So we can thank God for strength. on the spiritual side. In Ephesians 3:16, it says here that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. So God can strengthen you in your inner man by his spirit. Do you believe that today? So there's a spiritual side that God can strengthen you, and there's a natural side in fasting that it can increase our human growth hormone and cause muscle to grow on your bodies. Amen? That you still can't sidestep working out. You still might need to work out. Amen? You're just not going to look like Hercules just by fasting for 3 days. You might need to hit the gym as well. Amen? Fasting can help you live longer. How many people would like to live a little longer? Amen? And live longer in a good way, glory to God. And so, and studies have found fasting can delay aging and increase longevity. That, in other words, fasting can turn back time. I think there's a singer that sung the song, Turn Back Time. Amen? And fasting can turn back time, can make you look younger, feel younger. Amen. And I love that. And the spiritual side of it, in Psalms 103:5, he satisfies our mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Somebody say, my youth is renewed like the eagles. And the older you get, the more you need to proclaim it. I'm going to say this again. The older you get, the more every birthday that you have, you need to start confessing that your youth is renewed like the eagles, because your body will respond to your words. I'm going to say that again. Your body will respond to your words. Your words are powerful. I love that. And then in Psalms 91:16, it says, with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So we're talking about longevity here, how fasting can help you live longer, but you can stand in faith and stand on the promises of God, and that he says with long life, and he said he will satisfy you. That means you're going to have a long life and you're not going to be broke down in your long life. Amen. In other words, you're going to have a long, healthy life. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? Because some of you are getting a little older. And praise God, and I'm going to say you're going to live a little longer. Amen. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? Hit your neighbor and say, I'm in the right church today, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So God's word meditated and obeyed can give us long life. God's word meditated on and obeyed. You're saying, Pastor, you have to obey God's word? Yes. You just don't read the Bible, you obey the Bible. And the Bible says in James, when you are not just a hearer of the word, but when you are a doer of the word, you are extremely blessed. But let's look at Proverbs here for a second. And in Proverbs 3:1-2, it says, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life, and peace will be added to you. Think about that. So he's saying here the formula to having long life and peace, amen, is not to forget God's word and keep his word in your heart. Keep his commandments in your heart. Continue to meditate on his word. And this last scientific discovery on fasting, it says fasting may aid in cancer prevention and increase the effectiveness of chemotherapy. That's powerful. That's powerful. A published in American Cancer Society journal notes that intermittent fasting may benefit the treatment of prevention of cancer in some situations and may decrease tumor growth and toxicity from chemotherapy in some people. This is powerful. I don't know about you, but if I'm taking medication or if I'm going through any chemo, if fasting will help, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it. I know that there was a person that I saw on YouTube, and he had a tumor in his body, And I don't think he was a Christian, but he fasted on water for 20 days, and he went back to the doctor, and the tumor shrunk in half. Shrunk in half. And he ended up beating cancer through fasting. Amen? And eating a strict diet of just meat. Amen? And so he ended up beating cancer. And so I'm going to say this, that you can beat whatever disease that's trying to attack your bodies. And you can do that by adding the natural and the supernatural in your life. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let's look at this spiritual side of it. Our words are powerful, and we can speak to our problems. Disease and with faith in God, our physical problems can go away. Do you believe that today? So I'm going to say this, that, you know, the fasting in the Hebrew, it means to cover your mouth. Cover your mouth. Sometimes our words gets us in trouble. Sometimes we need to learn to be quiet. And sometimes we need to learn to speak the right things. When the wrong things are happening, it's easy to speak the wrong things out of your mouth. Do you ever confess the circumstances that you're dealing with? Amen. But I'm telling you, we need to learn to cover our mouth. We need to learn to be careful in what we say. Because death and life, in Proverbs 8:21, are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. So you will eat the fruit of your words. So I'm going to say this, that you need to start speaking that you're getting healthier. You need to start speaking those things that's been attacking your body. Maybe you've been under attack for different issues in your body. You need to start speaking to those things and commanding them to leave your life. Because I believe this, that disease can hear your words. Jesus spoke to a fig tree, and he spoke to the Bible said he answered the fig tree. The fig tree was speaking that it had no figs. And Jesus answered the fig tree and said, no man shall eat fruit of you from this forth on. And he cursed the fig tree, and that fig tree withered. He spoke to fig trees. He spoke to storms. He spoke to dead people. Jesus spoke and things listened. And I'm going to say this, that when you start speaking in faith against the things that's coming against you, you're going to see blessing in your life. In Mark 11:22, it says, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe those things he says will be done in his heart. Believe those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. So this is powerful. This is saying that you need to be speaking to your mountains. Don't let your mountains speak to you. You speak to them. Now, I know in disease and when you're not feeling well, your mountains are speaking to you. But you're going to have to start speaking louder than what your mountains are speaking to you. Amen? And you're going to have to start speaking and cursing those things in your life that's coming against you. Amen? I love that. So these are keys that we need to be standing on so that we can walk in the blessings of God. Now, on the spiritual side of it, fasting is very powerful and a powerful spiritual antidote in fighting everything that may come against us. In Isaiah 58:6, it says, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loosen the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. This is the fasting scripture. And so here, he's saying here that fasting can loosen bonds of wickedness. Are there areas in your life that you need to get rid of? Are there areas that are displeasing to God? Maybe anger issues. Anybody deal with them? Maybe you're dealing with issues in your life that you need to get rid of. Well, fasting can help you break the bonds of wickedness in your life or even in your family members' lives that might be out and about not walking in the Lord. Amen? And fasting can help break the power of the devil off your friends and your family. Amen? Fasting can help us get rid of heavy burdens in our lives, such as fear and depression. Amen. Have you ever dealt with fear or depression in the house? Glory to God. I used to deal with that. I'm telling you, and when I started fasting, fear left my life. Amen. When fear knocked on the door, faith answered, and no one was there. Can I get a witness in the house today? Therefore, it says here in Hebrews 12:1, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So here in Hebrews, I believe Paul wrote Hebrews, he's saying that we're supposed to let go of every weight that's holding us back. And I believe fasting and prayer can loosen the weights off of our life. Amen? Fasting can heal your body of sickness, even for your loved ones to be set free, and can break every yoke of bondage. Now, I'm going to focus on a story here in the Bible in Mark 9. And this is Jesus, and Jesus is going to heal a boy in this message. And let's read in Mark 9, 17 and 27. It says, then one of the crowd answered and said, teacher, I have brought you my son who have a mute spirit, and whatever seizes him, he throws him down. He foams at his mouth, gnashes at his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they could cast it out, but they could not. So this boy that the father had a sick son, a son that was, I believe, was demon oppressed. And he would gnash his teeth, he would foam, and he would throw himself in the fire and the water. That boy had problems. Amen. But I'm going to say this, no matter how many problems the person may have, Jesus is greater. And the power of Jesus can break any problem that they have. But this was the problem. The disciples couldn't cast that spirit out. They had problems. And then Jesus answered and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? So Jesus was actually referring to that the disciples that tried to cast this spirit out was being faithless. And I'm going to say this, we can't be faithless, we got to be full of faith. Amen. Amen? We can't just go by just one prayer, we got to be consistent in our prayers until we see the answer. We just don't give up when we don't see the answer right away. We don't just throw in the towel and, oh, I prayed for 5 minutes, the pain's not here, oh, I might as well just give up. No, you keep pressing in until you see God's blessing in your lives. You don't let go. Those disciples prayed. It didn't happen. They just said, well, I don't know. It must not have been God's will. No, it's always God's will to heal, no matter if it didn't work for the disciples, because we're going to find out it worked for Jesus. Amen. You never take a look at, well, if it didn't work for somebody else, maybe it won't work for you. Maybe they weren't really believing God. Maybe they gave up, but we don't give up. We keep pressing in. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? And then Jesus said, bring him to me. Then they brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming at the mouth. This boy had problems. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? So Jesus was holding a conversation while this boy was acting up. How long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood, often he has thrown them both into the fire, into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. So even this man questioned the ability of Jesus if he could do anything. Listen, never question Jesus, because Jesus can do everything. There's nothing that Jesus can't do. There's nothing that the power of the name of Jesus cannot do. I'm telling you, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Amen. Don't ever question the power of Jesus or the power of Jesus' name, because Jesus can get the job done. Do you believe that today? And Jesus, and then Jesus puts it back on the man. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible. So the man was putting it on Jesus, and Jesus puts it back on the man. Can you believe? Can you believe if I pray for your son that he will be healed? Can you believe when you come up for prayer that you're going to get healed? Can you believe? See, there's something you got to do. Most people are trying to put it on the pastor, and he has all the power. But you got to be a good receiver. You got to learn to receive, and you got to learn to walk in faith and believe. If hands are laid on you, you will be healed, because it is written, believers can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I believe that. Amen. Somebody say, I believe that. So if you're practicing that, then it should happen. Amen. Notice that you shall recover. That may be a process. It may not be an instant recovery. It might be a process, but you are recovering. Amen. My shoulder's getting better since the car accident. And I was in the gym yesterday working out. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, I was able to do my full workout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I was a beast in the gym yesterday. Glory to God. And I was thankful. I was thankful that I could do my workout. Glory to God. Because my arm's getting better. It's a process. It's a process. Amen. And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible. Somebody say, I'm a believing believer. You must believe to activate the promises of God. And immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. So sometimes when we're in the process of the problem, it's kind of hard to believe. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been dealing with it? And it's hard sometimes when you're in the middle of it to believe God. That's the reason why you might not be dealing with a physical ailment right now. Maybe you're healthy right now. But this is a time where you don't want to just sleep on the sermon. Amen? Well, I don't need it right now. But you might need it tomorrow. You might need this message tomorrow or next week when the devil's attacking, when the winds and the storms are blowing. You might need it next week. And it's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? And you are in preparation mode. You are in preparation mode for the storms of life, and you're going to keep standing on the rock of God's word, and you will not be blown off course. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? And the man says with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Sometimes we've been there. Amen. When your faith is lacking, then all you need is God's mercy. When your faith is lacking, all you need is the mercy of God. And when Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. I love that. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him, and he became as one dead, so that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he rose. See, have you ever heard, it's going to get worse before it gets better? Yeah. Have you ever heard that saying? Well, the devil was trying to make it worse. Oh, Jesus killed him. He's out. He's laid out. Amen. But the father said, oh, man, he's out. He's out for good. And then Jesus just took him by the hand and lifted him up, and that boy was brand new. Glory to God. Is that amazing? I'm telling you, there's nothing that my Jesus cannot do. He can do anything we believe him for. You just got to start believing Jesus. You got to start believing that he can do the impossible. Doesn't matter how long you've been dealing with it. It doesn't matter how long it's been. God can do a suddenly in your life today. Amen. Do you believe that today? Suddenly. And you are healed. Glory to God. Amen. And so this is interesting. So the disciples started talking to Jesus privately, you know. And he said, when he came to the house, the disciples asked him privately, in Mark 9, 28 and 29, why could we not cast it out? So he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Pastor, did he have to go? Couldn't he just say prayer alone? Amen. The translators added fasting to it, right, Pastor? They added that to it. No, Jesus actually said this kind comes out through prayer and fasting. So there's going to be times in your life where you're going to have to fast and get serious with God. You're going to have to maybe push away the plate and get serious with God. And there are some strongholds. There are some things that may not be broken unless you allow fasting to be implemented in your lives.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying today? And I'm telling you, God can do the impossible when we seek Him with a whole heart. And I believe fasting, it's not just fasting, it's fasting and prayer. And when you're fasting and praying, you're going to see the blessings of God in your life.
Amen.
Now to recap on this, scientific discoveries reveals that fasting can heal diseases, that fasting can promote a healthy heart, that fasting can promote a healthy brain, that fasting can lose body fat and enhance a healthy body, that fasting can give you lean muscle growth, it can help you live longer, it helps you decrease cancer tumors and aid in cancer treatment. And then the spiritual side of it, it will loosen the bonds of wickedness, it will undo the heavy burdens, it will let the oppressed go free, and it will break every yoke of bondage.
Amen.
Do you believe that today? That means there's no yoke that's going to be greater than the power of God. And as you fast and you pray, you will see every yoke of bondage broken in your lives. Did you receive it this morning? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for your mercies and your goodness and your love. And I thank you, Father God, as we endeavor to move forward in this 21 day of fasting, you're going to help us, Father God. You're going to heal us, Father God. You're going to do the impossible in our lives. And perhaps you're here in the audience or maybe watching online, and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Well, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. I want to lead you into a simple prayer that will help you get Jesus in your life. Just say this. Pray this out loud and mean your heart. Say, dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that for the first time, we believe you got born again. Stay connected with Exceed Life Church. If you're here locally, come out, be a part of Exceed Life Church. If you're not here locally, find a good church home that will help you grow in your faith walk in Christ. And stay tuned with us. Stay in tune with us so that you can grow in your faith in a greater way. Thank you for tuning in.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.